It is time now for the Trader Bills Fishery Report, brought to you by Trader Bills, and joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, after the excitement of the weekend, your granddaughter getting her first deer and such as that, what else have we got to look forward to?
Opening weekend of gun season is this Saturday. You got three more days to get your rifle sighted in and get your holes all fixed up. That's exactly what I'm doing today. I'm down at Deschutes County where our lease is, and we're putting final touches on deer hunting stuff and first touches on duck stuff. So it's a good day to be outside.
You know, every year we go through this deal of, are you going to have enough ducks come in? Is it cold enough up north to have the ducks come down this way? What's the status right now?
Well, I don't know about up north, but I can tell you right here, right now on this farm, we're holding water. We've been holding water now for a week and a half since that 6-inch rain we got about a week and a half ago. We've got three fields that are flooded to the right height and three more that feed more, but, you know, we're still a couple weeks away, so it'll have water on it by the time season gets here. One of our fields has about 2,000 ducks on it right now.
Wow.
This time of year is a good sign, you know. I mean, the other fields, you know, there's a few here and there, but not much. But they're really using one field heavily in particular. It's a bean field, and it's had water on it now for, like I said, just short of 2 weeks. So that's a good sign. You know, the rice fields, they won't take much water for them to get full. And, of course, everything else, I'm sure, will come with rain. We shouldn't have to pump a lot, and that's one good thing duck hunters I know are happy about. They don't have to do a whole lot of pumping. That's expensive, and hopefully we get enough rain that it works out for us.
Okay. Well, right now we are in the middle of a drawdown on Lake Hamilton and Lake Catherine, only going down 3 feet this year, 6 inches a day. I think we should be getting fairly close to the 3-foot limit. Do you live on the lake? What does it look like?
We're fairly close. We're within a foot. When I left the house this morning at 5 o'clock driving down here, that's the last thing I did is I walked down to the lake and checked the water level. And, yep, you're within a foot, I think, of where it's going to be. Probably by Saturday it'll be there, maybe even Friday. They're going to slow down and kind of walk into that last 6 to 8 inches the way they usually do. And you know, Energy has a very good leash on Hamilton and Catherine at this situation. They start it, but then they slowly get that last foot out of the lake.
Now, I kind of like to wait till the lake stabilizes. Give it a couple of weeks ago. You were talking about going ahead and fishing while the drawdown is going on. Have you seen any?
Right now.
Have you seen any crawfish moving?
Oh, yeah. All you got to do is walk down the lake, put on a pair of rubber boots, and you flip rocks and see them running everywhere. So, yep, they're running, and those Kentuckys know it. So it's just a matter of time before they all pull up in less than 3 feet of water chasing those crawfish.
I'm excited already. Have you heard any crappie reports?
You know, the two things that I got off of crappie were off of Washtenaw and DeGray. Lakes that are more stable have been there for a while, and that's exactly where Washtenaw and DeGray have been. And yeah, I know some guys doing good on crappie in about 10, 12 foot of water. I expect that to probably shallow up here in the next week or so that we finally have cooled off.
All righty. Well, what's going on at Trader Bills?
Get a Sentinel Record newspaper tomorrow. You'll see an ad break. It's got all kinds of great prices on clothing to keep yourself warm this weekend, opening a deer season. Got a great price on 30-30 ammo. Got a lot of other neat items getting ready for deer season, so please stop by.
Go by Trader Bills, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs. 623-8403 is the phone number. Philip, do appreciate it as always, and we will converse again tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills.